The Senate Judiciary Committee today heard damning testimony from four elite U.S. gymnasts about the FBI's mishandling of sexual abuse allegations against former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. Each criticized the agency and pressed lawmakers to demand further accountability for those who enabled Nassar. Amna Nawaz reports.
What is the point of reporting abuse if our own FBI agents are going to take it upon themselves to bury that report in a drawer?
Today on Capitol Hill, four of America's top gymnasts recounted their abuse by former Team USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar and the FBI's failure to investigate.
This was very clear, cookie-cutter pedophilia and abuse. And this is important because I told the FBI all of this, and they chose to falsify my report.
USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee and the FBI have all betrayed me and those who were abused by Larry Nassar after I reported.
The FBI made me feel like my abuse didn't count and it wasn't a big deal. And I remember sitting there with the FBI agent and him trying to convince me that it wasn't that bad. And it's taken me years of therapy to realize that my abuse was bad, that it does matter.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Simone Biles, the lone Nassar assault survivor on the 2020 Tokyo Olympic squad, said pushing for accountability is part of why she kept competing.
The announcement in the spring of 2020 that the Tokyo Games were to be postponed for a year meant that I would be going to the gym, to training, to therapy, living daily among the reminders of this story for another 365 days. One thing that helped me push each and every day was the goal of not allowing this crisis to be ignored. That has proven to be an exceptionally difficult burden for me to carry.
More than 250 women and girls accused Larry Nassar of sexual abuse. He was sentenced to 60 years in federal prison in 2017. Should he outlive that, Nassar faces up to 175 years in Michigan State Prison. Lawmakers berated the FBI's botched probe today, including failing to properly investigate allegations of abuse first brought to their attention in 2015.
Dozens of young women lay before Larry Nassar, and he did with them what he wanted, with trauma and terror that will last a lifetime. That pain was preventable. It was needless.
If the FBI did so little in the investigation involving world-class athletes, what hope can an average American have?
The FBI's failures were laid out in a July report from the Justice Department's Inspector General. It found FBI field offices failed to formally document a July 2015 meeting with USA Gymnastics when the FBI first received allegations against Nassar. They waited 5 weeks to conduct a phone interview with one of the athletes who was abused and failed to reach out to others altogether. And that the special agent in charge made false statements and omitted material information in an attempt to minimize errors made by the Indianapolis field office. The special agent in charge went so far as to seek out a potential job opportunity with the U.S. Olympic Committee. FBI Director Christopher Wray called the agency's inaction unacceptable.
When I received the Inspector General's report and saw that the supervisory special agent in Indianapolis had failed to carry out even the most basic parts of the job, I immediately made sure he was no longer performing the functions of a special agent. And I can now tell you that that individual no longer works for the FBI in any capacity.
Still, questions remain about what justice looks like for these women and the hundreds more who say they were abused by Nassar and failed by the system.
All we are asking for is that when a child goes into gymnastics or goes to school or does anything, that they can be spared abuse. And the fact that we've been treated like adversaries by so many organizations and our abuse has been diminished, we've been victim shamed online over and over again, we've been gaslit, we've been made to feel that we don't matter and by these organizations. And I never want another child to feel that way again.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.